and catch her. His hand. I told that naughty boy, I am taking you to your mother Yashoda. He did not believe, she did not believe in our these things. She seems that baseless all these things they are telling. But I will take you to, I will prove that your this naughty boy has entered in my house and he was stealing makkhan, butter. So she was taking to Krishna. She took first lovely Krishna in his lap and covered with his veil like this. And firstly, that he should not run away. And when he went to Yashoda and telling that, oh, I have red-handed caught your boy, and he is here. Yashoda was smiling and telling, where he? Hey, he is sleeping. Just now I have seen. And from where my son will come? And he will go to your. Then he closed the bell, opened the bell, and saw that his own son was there, not Krishna. In the meantime, Krishna weeping and coming from his bed, like doing, mother, mother, they always complain you like this. I was sleeping here, I was not there, but they are complaining. I must go now and I will still. Seeing this, all these things, acha, you should do very quickly, not so much long. Otherwise, interest will go. I think all are understanding or not. Who are not understanding my English?
Qui ne comprend pas l'anglais de
Maharaj? Naked baby. Yashoda is telling. My son, bring that wooden sitting anything like chowki, little piece of wood on which Nand Baba used to sit at the time of taking prasadam. What? Not understanding?
Wooden asan.
Wooden asan. Yeah. Yeah, like this. Krishna used to go and to take it, but he could not lift it. He was doing? He could not lift it. He can lift very easily Govardhan and whole world. On his only teeth, like lot of flower are that like mustard seed, nothing for him. But he could not lift it. All gopis are laughing and clapping. Oh, you are so weak. Sometimes Yashoda Maiya told, my dear son, bring the sandal out of wooden sandal of your father and happily running naked and he went and kept he lifted it and kept in on his head sometimes here and bringing very in a lovely way. So all gopis are so happy. Sometimes gopi became two parties. One party became towards Baldev and one party became in the party of Krishna. And first party told that my Baldev Prabhu is more stronger than your Krishna. He is black, our Baldev is so fair, and he is so strong, more stronger than this black Krishna. And other gopis were telling that, Nilmani Krishna, Nilmani you know, glittering more than Nil
Sapphire.
sapphire. Very beautiful Krishna, very more stronger than Baldev. And one was clapping the back of Baldev, and another party was clapping Baldev Prabhu. And we will see that you should wrestle, and we will see that who is stronger. Then Krishna and Baldev doing like so, like wrestlers, like this, doing. And they began to wrestle. All were clapping. Sometimes Baldev was trying to keep the back of Krishna on ground. And then it was about to do it, then Baldev party was clapping. In the meantime, at once they saw that Krishna has defeated Baldev and all. And in the meantime, Baldev Prabhu defeated again Krishna. So like all were what? Clapping and enjoying their boyhood. Quickly. Sukadeva Goswami, being so renounced, so much jnani, and telling all these pastimes of Krishna to Parikshit Maharaj, who is dying. Just after 3 days he will give up his body. Why he is telling? You know that when a disciple is initiated Harinam or Diksha Mantra, he tries to control his mind in chanting. But what he tries so much that I should control my mind, fix my mind, and I shall chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Gurave Namah, Kling Krishnaya. But he cannot do. At that time, so many worldly things, bad things, nonsense things, coming in our empty mind, like when a pot of water is taken from sea and from all way, water comes running and fills. Understand what I am telling? What? So much bad or good things would come here. So when we are sitting, that by the past impressions, all these bad things coming very quickly. And if you will stop it, then you will sleep. Either sleeping or coming there. You cannot control your mind. But if anyone, hearing all these sweet pastimes of Krishna, very powerful, you cannot imagine how powerful they are. If you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and in mind, in heart, you are saying that, oh, naughty Krishna is doing all these things. One by one, like a chain, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Be seated in a place. You will see that all bad things will go away. They will not come. And powerful Krishna will go and sit in the heart of devotees, and he will clarify all the doubts, all the bad things, nonsense things. They will not come. These are dirty things. So these are very powerful. So you can test it. When chanting, remembering Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, and think all these past times, very testful, but very powerful. And thus, a very big problem will be solved by doing so. So this is method of chanting, remembering. So you should try to do. Don't think anything. If you are not in a position, then again think it, all these leelas. You should tell. This sweet pastime, a big problem will be solved. That is why, in the beginning, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj that Always remember all these past times and death will not come to you. Easily death will be what? Galat. Very easy process to control mind and to chant and remember. Don't sleep. Sleep very energetic way like this. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. I am saying that some are sleeping. I will point out and I will point out them and tell that they stand up. Then all will see you and laugh. So don't be like that. Very energetically you should see. Like this. You are seeing that I am sitting like this. So you should not be like old persons. Yashoda, hearing all these complaints, thought that anything is there. Why all gopis are complaining about my boy that he is naughty? Oh, now I have understood. My boy is going to steal butter and everything here and there. I think that the butter which is prepared in my home is not so tasteful or sweet because my maid servant do it. I should personally milk the cows, a very beautiful cows like Padmagandha and others, and I should myself keep on warm, on hot
fire
and make it curd and then churn it and then make butter and give to Krishna. It will be very sweet and then he will be stopped to go to store anything anywhere. So in India there is a very sacred day, Deepavali. In Deepavali they used to offer lamps, all like decorated lamps here and there. So at that day in India there is a very big function all they observe. Yashodama told to his all maid servants and all the sakhis that you should go to your home. And they went. Even Rohini Devi was sent to the house of his
Upananda,
the elder brother of
Nanda Baba.
Yashoda was alone. She milked him herself and put it on fire and curd of the last day was there and she was sitting and churning that curd in a very big pot. There was a pillar, a roof was
surrounded.
So, but
tied around.
And she has in her hands two ends, and she was churning like this, ghar, like this. And sweat was coming like
pulse.
Sometimes some was sweating. And she was so beautiful, had very fine cloth, her beauty was peeping through fine cloth, rashmi, silk and sari. And sari, this bell has come down here. It was about 4 Brahma Muhurt in night. None was there, nothing to shame. And she was observing, closing her eyes, tears were coming and singing in a very sweet way. What? Govinda Dama Saranamati Govinda Dama has heard from all the gopis and sometimes saying herself, how naughty, how very sweet activities he is doing, and remembering all, and she was absorbed in singing. This chiding sound from her was dhik, and taan, like karsan, dhik taan, means, fie on them, don't remember Krishna like this. And those who are remembering all these past times always, their life is successful. She was quietly absorbed in this. In the meantime, in the very early morning, Krishna awoke on the palanka, on the bed, and shutting his eyes, closing his eyes, and he was searching where his mother, 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 mother here. Then he began to cry, no, not mother here, mother is not here. Where is she? She began to do, like weeping. Even mother is not coming, then he became louder. Mother, mother, weeping. But Yashoda was there, absorbed in chanting. And it was for so many yards far away, because she knew that if I am nearer and churning, then Krishna will prevail. She wanted that he should sleep. So he was churning. Krishna could not find such her mother. He wanted to take milk, quite naked, so weeping more loudly, louder. Tears were coming very little, and he was doing like this. So the kajals came from his eyes and mixed with tears, and whole was colored. He was black, and after that this
more black
here and there, and coming here also. Anyhow, he thought that mother is not hearing. So he tried to come down from the bed by the
help of his
stomach, and with a very great lever. Anyhow, he came down from the bed and weeping louder and louder, he began to walk towards his mother. Sometimes like he will fell down because he was somewhat
slumber is still in his eyes.
Sleepiness was in his eyes sometimes, so he was not in balance to keep his body in balance. So he was going towards his mother, and when he came very near, but he still Yashoda was so much absurd. Govinda Damodar Madhavi. Krishna came to her mother nearer and took his
bread.
D-R-A-I-D.
Bread.
and left his another by hand, right hand, left hand on the head of his mother, and right hand he catch very tightly hold of that stick. Yashodasa, oh, who is he? It looked, and he saw that my son, dear son, is here. He took his son, he left his that charni, and he took Krishna in his lap, and covered with his her veil, and gave his breath in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna was taking very happily. Oh, so much milk in the order breaths of Yashoda, that even Khil Samudra is one drop. It was so much ocean of milk, so without any
endless.
You can imagine that so much milk was there, that Khil Samudra, ocean of milk, is one drop of that. And Krishna's appetite was so bigger, and his stomach was so bigger, that whole world, last and last world, can be there. So very rich. So there was competition. Milk was never to end, and Krishna's appetite and his stomach was so bigger. So Krishna was taking very happily. And automatically, without any
effort,
automatically milk was coming from the breast of Yashoda. Krishna was not sucking. Only it was coming automatically. In the meantime, Yashoda saw that there was a little pot on the fire, and he wanted to put Krishna there. Krishna was not satisfied at that time, but she wanted to keep Krishna there, and she quickly running, going there, and she should save milk from going in fire, because fire was milk was over. Yashoda wanted to keep Krishna, but he, when she, oh my boy, you should sit here, but Krishna tightened him, her, keeping very tightly by mouth and by with hands like monkeys and with feet also. You see monkeys, why? That hold tightly to their mothers. And they cannot sleep. So Krishna, with his full force, supreme force, he used there. But Yashoda, oh, and he told, yes, oh, sit here. And easily by one hand he sit here. You know that Putana was so powerful and strong, having 60,000 elephants power, but she could not get rid of Krishna. She could not do like this. Krishna was only very easily he was there, taking his breast. And baby, only up to 6 days or 4 days. And she could not get rid of Krishna. And she was that. She could not do like. But Yashoda, oh, like a very simple, sweet gopi, mother of Krishna, she took by one hand, oh, sit down here. Krishna, all power, opulence was held there. Krishna is controlled by these kinds of love and affection. Especially when anyone thinks that Krishna is mine, oneness is there. You should try to do it. Gurudev has given you Diksha Mantra, that Krishna is yours. You should think that Krishna is mine. And if you are not thinking like that, Krishna will not be controlled. He will not come in our heart. This is the process. Sukadeva Goswami is telling the process. How to make Krishna mine. And it will come from that mantra what he, Gurudev, is giving. So don't think Mary, it is a playing thing, a thing of playing. This mantra. Very, very
powerful.
Honor and vishwas, shraddha. Faith we should do. Raghunath Das Goswami has told this process. What process? Gurau goshte goshtalaisu sujane bhusurugane swamantre so namni rajajva danda sarane sadadambham hitva kurum ratim apurvam atitaram ae bhratas shantar bhratas chatubhi jate dhiripada. Oh mine! Oh mine! If you want to be happy forever and to serve Krishna, then first you should have so much honor for your Gurudev. You should have their rati. Rati means love and affection for your Gurudev. Diksha Guru and for Siksha Guru. For Goshtha, what is Goshtha? Vrindavan is Goshtha. Nandagaon, Varshana, Radhakund, Shyamkund, they are Goshtha. Goshtha Laishu to where Krishna has played all these pastimes like Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and the persons, gopis, gop, Nanda Baba, Jashoda, Radha, friends, and all these sakhis. Also, you can take it, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Goshthalesh, all. And then have Rati in name what your Gurudev has given. What name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And mantra, what your Gurudev has initiated in Diksha mantra. And in conjugal, Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus, you should do all your sadhana and bhajan. So here also you will have to do all these things. What Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj through the pastimes of Krishna and Yashoda. In morning about 10:30, I will come in class. Also in evening about 5:30, and try to finish this pastime. Very, very strong pastime and very sweet. I want to finish. So you request you all that you should come in class at time. What I have told, Rupa Goswami and all others have told like that chanting, at the time of chanting, you can go to Vrindavan and do parikrama of Govardhan. You can remember all the pastimes of Krishna and chant. So this is the process that mind will be very soon fixed and all other silly things will not come in your mind. This is the process. If you are not doing so and try to finish, to control your mind and fix mind, in life and life birth you cannot do. So these are very simple process that you can control your mind. And thus you can
develop
your Krishna consciousness. Then nishtha may come and after that ruchi will come and all problems will be solved. Don't give up all these things. And one also request that husbands and wives, they should not divorce each other. Like animals. Otherwise there will be so problems. And all problems are coming to me and I am hearing. And that is why Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, was so much worried for this. So, you should not make problem for you. Be very honorable and humble to your family persons, your children, your wife, your husbands. And if they are not favorable, very gently you should have no Harikatha or all these things. You can be with them outwardly, but don't quarrel. Don't have any problem from them. Otherwise you will be yourself perplexed. So try to be like this and chant and remember. Don't even think that I will give up all these methods and I will go only to earn money for fans, beautiful ways, beautiful all these things for sense gratification.